No noise. Bring gun. Say that I left for Brest and phoned you from there. Don't leave the hotel. Maigret. A little before 11, Leroy took off his shoes and put on some felt slippers he had bought that afternoon, expressly for this expedition. He was somewhat apprehensive. At the third floor, the staircase ended, but a fixed ladder led to a trapdoor in the ceiling. In the icy, drafty attic above, Leroy took the risk of lighting a match. A few moments later, he climbed out through the skylight, but he didn't dare move down toward the eaves immediately. It was bitterly cold. His fingers froze on contact with the zinc shingles, and he had decided, unfortunately, not to saddle himself with an overcoat. When his eyes adapted to the darkness, he seemed to make out a darker, stocky mass, like a huge animal lying in wait. He smelled pipe smoke and whistled softly. A moment later, he was crouched on the ledge next to Maigret. Neither the sea nor the town was visible. They were on the slope of the roof away from the quay and over a black chasm that was the very alleyway through which the big-footed